We have had a fantastic season so far. When I say we because they are so much a part of the community, and that is the Sharon Playhouse. What a season they have put on for us this year. Joseph, the amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, runs through this weekend. Okay, that runs through this weekend. But then, of course, coming up next, Nonsense. And that starts August 30th and runs through September 15th. If you like to laugh and you have a good sense of humor, this show has been around for a long, 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 long time. I do believe since the early 80s. And right now we have a person joining us who wrote the book, Music and Lyrics, and creator Dan Goggin is with us. Dan, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. It's a pleasure.
So now, this when it's you know it got awards in 1982. When did you first start putting this together? You know, when I was looking at the history of Nonsense, and I was a little surprised to see that basically with you, this all started off as a line of greeting cards.
It did. It really was kind of a joke. About a year before that, a friend of mine who was a Dominican brother, as a joke for my birthday, gave me a mannequin dressed as a Dominican nun when they started to modernize their habits. And I was working on a project, and there was a photographer there who said, you know, we should make a greeting card of her. And we thought, well, that could be kind of fun. But we realized that the mannequin only had one expression. So I got a friend of mine to portray this nun, and we made these cards. And people thought it was so funny that I started making up a story where she could go to card stores and appear. And the show actually started in 82 at a club called the Duplex, but it was more of a cabaret, right. And then it grew into the show. The actual awards came in 85 from the Outer Critics Circle Awards when we moved off Broadway, and we ended up running 10 years in New York, and it just became a laugh riot for all of us.
And how it spread throughout the whole country with the different traveling shows for it.
Oh yes, we have tried to estimate now. We think there have been 10,000 productions. It's been translated into 26 languages. At about the same time, it's opening at the Sharon Playhouse. It's opening in Slovenia.
Okay.
So, if you're not close to Sharon, you can see it in Slovenia.
There you go. It's a small world. What do they say after all?
Exactly.
When I look at some of this, if you're not the longest running, but the second longest running off Broadway show.
At the time we were. And we used to claim that we were the longest because we said the Fantastics, which actually was it, was not a show; it was a phenomenon.
That's right. Well, I'm 66, and like I said, the first time I saw the Fantastics was at the Sharon Playhouse many years ago. So I'm aware of both these shows. Well, this is pretty interesting. We're speaking with Dan Goggin, and the reason we're talking with Dan, he's basically the creator of Nonsense, and Nonsense is opening up next weekend, next Friday, a week from today, at the Sharon Playhouse. So now, when you started all this all off, did you ever think that in the year 2019, Nonsense would be going so strong?
It didn't have a clue. Right. When we started it, we thought it was going to be a fun little thing that our friends put on with us, you know, for the summer. And once it started snowballing, it was just unbelievable. And to this day, I can't really relate to the fact that it's so enormous. The company that's at Sharon is our Primo New York company. Just before they went up, Krista Kurtzberg, who is the sister Leo, was over at my apartment, and we were fixing her habit at my apartment. So we're still, in many ways, that little gypsy group that loves to go out and make people laugh. And I feel like that the way the turmoil the world is in if you can have 2 hours where all you have to do is laugh and be silly and forget all your troubles, it's a good thing these days.
Well, I was going to say, the Sharon Playhouse this season has just picked a whole bunch of shows where you can really just get away from it and have a good time and feel good after an hour and a half, 2 hours, before you have to get back to the reality-starved world that we're in. But, you know, I look at, we're speaking with Dan Goggin, the creator of Nonsense, which is opening a week from tonight at the Sharon Playhouse, sharonplayhouse.org for more information, or 860-364-7469. But looking at your background, you started off as a singer.
Yes, way back when I moved to New York, I was a singer, and through a total luck, I believe, I got into the Broadway show Luther with Albert Finney, and that's kind of how my career started. After Luther, one of the guys in the show with me, we were singers doing background singing plus playing, you know, all the little nondescript characters. We put together a comedy folk duo, and that's when I started writing, and it grew from there. And then I got to the point where I realized that, you know, you didn't have to be right for the part. You know, you didn't have to have an audition available. You could create your own work, and that's kind of how I started as a writer. And now there are 7 Nonsense shows. It's become kind of an industry. So. If all the audiences come out and love this, maybe we can convince them to bring another one.
Well, but, you know, I was just going to say that. I think my favorite one would have to be Meshuggah Nuns.
Oh, yes, where the Jewish actor is, and where the nuns on the cruise ship. So that happened because when we were doing one of the Nonsense shows in Florida, the producer said, you know, if you really want to appeal to our audience here, you need to have a Jewish character. And I thought, oh, that would be kind of fun. And with that one, it did turn out to be a great experience, because through comedy, we could show how people could get along. And one of the lines in it, which I've always loved, and I think that it applies to Nonsense as much as any of the shows, was that, when you're laughing, you're not hurting, you're not hating, you're just laughing. And I think that's a thing that definitely can bring people together.
We're speaking with Dan Goggin, once again, Nonsense, the creator of Nonsense. Now, sometimes when you have a show like Nonsense, and you are the creator of it, you're the writer, the music, it can become so big, it can inhibit other parts of your creative life. Has that happened with Nonsense, or have you been able to expand and also try other different things?
I've done some other things, but the thing for me was, with the 7 Nonsense shows, everyone is different. You know, there's a country version, there's the Meshuggah Nuns with the Jewish character, one of them the nuns go to Vegas, another one the nuns go to Hollywood. And for me, if you look at shows like Jerry Herman, for example, who's, you know, an enormous success, every one of his shows has the Jerry Herman stamp on it. You have, you know, Dolly sings the big number, Mame sings the big number, and I feel like I've had an opportunity to do a variety of shows, just like people like Jerry have. The only difference is he's got to call Carol Channing, or he's got to call Angela Lansbury. I just call Mother Superior.
Now, on that note, when Nonsense first started, did you get any bad blowback, or was it always accepted by both audiences and nuns?
We got very, very little ever, in fact, in all these years. But I think, and the nuns are our biggest fans, they usually will laugh the loudest. But I think one of the reasons is that it has nothing to do with religion. We've always been very careful that we're about making people laugh. We don't want to push people's buttons. This is about zany humor. And I think because of that, we're showing the funny side of characters that you think of as very staid and rigid. And as I say, because of that, I think that, you know, I remember one time a nun said, somebody came up and said, you know, I'm offended that they have nuns tap dancing. And the nun actually said to them, what do you think we do in our Christmas shows?
<That's right.
laughs> So they've been very, very good at defending us also. And I think they enjoy the humor about themselves. And it's them making the jokes. We're not making fun of the nuns. And one sister told me one time, I thought it was really nice, she said, you know what I love the best about the show? At the very end of the show, all of the sisters are glad they made the choice. And she said, it just made me feel good. And the audience might get a kick out of one time we were in Boston, and there were about five sisters in the audience who were still wearing habits. And we can tell the audience that if you're chewing gum, Sister Hubert might come out and make you spit it out. So we were in Boston, and Sister Hubert saw one of the nuns in the audience chewing gum. And she went over to her and said, are you chewing gum? And the sister nodded, and she had a cleaner. She said, spit it out. And the whole audience was cheering. I think they thought, we finally have tits to turn the tables. And in fact, one of the other nuns said, make her stick it on her nose.
Well, we're speaking with Dan Goggin. Nonsense once again opens up a week from tonight at the Sharon Playhouse. Is there any chance you're going to make it up to Sharon to see it?
I am. Toward the end, I'm traveling right now, but toward the end I'm going to come up. And, of course, all the people in the company are friends of mine for a long time. And I can tell you, you won't find a better cast who could be more entertaining than this group that is at Sharon. They truly are our primo group of sisters.
Well, congratulations on a career that really started off basically as a lark, like you said, with greeting cards, and has turned into something that has become all-encompassing. We're looking forward to the opening here at Sharon Playhouse a week from tonight. And, Dan, we hope to see you when you're up here.
I look forward to it.
All right, thanks, Dan.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. That is the creator of Nonsense, Dan Goggin, with us this morning here on Robin Hood Radio once again. Nonsense runs August 30th through September 15th at the Sharon Playhouse, 860-364-7469, 860-364-SHOW, or you can go to SharonPlayhouse.org. But once we get this interview all finished and up, you'll be able to go to RobinHoodRadio.com, click on Demand, click on Interviews, and click on the interview that we have right now with Danny Goggins, and you'll be able to get a direct link to buy tickets and see more information about Nonsense.